Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
In the shadows of myth and reality, monsters stir. From ancient legends to modern nightmares, we explore the creatures that haunt our stories and sometimes our lives. Welcome to Among Monsters podcast, where the line between man and monsters is thinner than you think.
He didn't look like a monster. Short, soft-spoken, polite, a computer engineer, a dog lover. But when no one was watching, Patrick Kearney stalked the highways of California with a gun, a sharp blade, and black plastic bags. He didn't strangle. He didn't torture. He simply shot, cut, and disposed like garbage. And yet, beneath the surface of that calm efficiency was a body count that stunned the nation. This is the story of the man who confessed to killing at least 28 young men and boys, some say more, and left their remains scattered like litter along the Pacific highways. I'm Damien Vale, and this is Among Monsters. Early Life. The Outsider in Plain Sight. Patrick Wayne Kearney was born on September 24, 1939, in East Los Angeles, California. From childhood, Patrick was different. He was painfully thin, quiet, and shy. He wore thick glasses. He was bullied relentlessly. By his teens, he developed violent sexual fantasies, not of domination or pain, but of control through death. He learned that killing in his imagination gave him something human interaction never did, a sense of power. Kearney tried to live a normal life. He attended college, joined the Air Force, but everywhere he went, he was an outsider. Eventually, he left the military and settled in Redondo Beach with his longtime partner, David Hill, living a quiet life on the surface. But his private world was anything but. The first kill, a simple gun and a plan. Kearney's first known murder occurred in 1965. His method was as clean and calculated as the rest of his life. He would pick up young male hitchhikers, often runaways or gay men, offering rides or company. He'd make them comfortable. Then, without warning, he'd shoot them in the head with a small caliber pistol. Instant, efficient, cold. The body would be taken home, stripped, sexually violated, then dissected with surgical precision. He would wash the pieces, bag them in industrial-grade trash bags, and dump them along freeways, ravines, or remote desert roads. The media would later dub him the Trash Bag Killer, a nickname he earned over and over again. The Pattern, a machine of death.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean, the AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
Kearney developed a routine. Pick up, kill, dismember, dispose. No emotion. No mess. He disposed of the heads separately, sometimes shaving them to avoid identification. He kept a low profile, never drawing attention. And because many of his victims were runaways, gay men, or marginalized youth, the murders rarely triggered major investigations. His victims included George Bradford, 13, Robert Bennett, 17, Tony Stewart, 13, and dozens more, ranging from teens to men in their 20s. He sometimes had sex with the corpses. Other times, he simply discarded them like trash. He once kept a body in his bathtub for days. His partner, David Hill, claimed to know nothing. He said he thought Patrick was just quiet. But silence has a way of screaming in hindsight. The slip, victim number 28, speaks from the grave. For years, Kearney evaded detection, but in 1977, he made a mistake. The murder of John LeMay, 17, caught attention. LeMay had told friends he was going to meet someone at a Redondo Beach address, Kearney's home. When police followed the lead, they arrived to find the house empty. Kearney and Hill had fled, but inside they found evidence. Bloodstains, body parts, cleaning tools, and receipts for garbage bags found with LeMay's dismembered body. A manhunt followed. A week later, Kearney and Hill turned themselves in at a Riverside police station. And what came next was a confession unlike anything detectives had ever heard. The confession, calm as a calculator. In hours of interviews, Patrick Kearney confessed to 21 murders. Later, he admitted to at least 7 more. He spoke without emotion, without hesitation. He remembered names, faces, ages. He described the feel of pulling the trigger, the weight of the bodies, how he'd get bored if he went too long without killing. He showed no remorse. Only a strange sense of relief. And David Hill never charged. Prosecutors believed he had no knowledge, or at least no evidence tied him to the murders. Trial, sentence, and aftermath. In 1978, Patrick Kearney pleaded guilty to 21 counts of first-degree murder. He was sentenced to 21 consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole. He remains imprisoned at California State Prison, Mule Creek. He is one of the most prolific serial killers in California's history, and yet among the least known. Why? Because Kearney didn't seek attention. He didn't leave taunting notes. He didn't want to be famous. He wanted quiet control, a private kingdom of death. And for over a decade, he had it. Patrick Kearney didn't kill with rage. He killed with precision. He was a butcher without blood on his clothes, a man who folded bodies like laundry and walked away unnoticed. He didn't need chaos, just a gun, a garbage bag, and the right moment. Some monsters scream, others whisper. Kearney didn't say a word. I'm Damien Vale, and this was Among Monsters. Because evil doesn't always look messy. Sometimes it's clean and cold and completely silent.
Thank you for listening to Among Monsters podcast. Find more episodes of Among Monsters podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, or anywhere premium podcasts exist. Email us at amongmonsterspodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you.